Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second, the second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jim Rayhart. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pepitone. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes bunts towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Bonds moves to third. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonds tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dietz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Dietz reaches second base with a double. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kessinger fields it and tags Dietz, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pepitone. Lanier reaches second base with a double. Hart goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Giants. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a pop-up towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bonds strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-0 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fuentes moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray Shell fires to first and picks off Callison. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 1 in the game. Marichal hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Pappas moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams is walked intentionally. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pappas tags and scores. Becker tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCovey is called out on strikes. one out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 2 in the game. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pappas hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes bunts towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Bonds moves to second. 1 out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Pappas. Bonds moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCovey is walked intentionally. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-3 in the game. Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dietz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Dietz reaches second base with a double. Don Mason pinch runs for Dick Dietz. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-3 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Mason moves to third. Frank Rehberger pinch runs for Jim Ray Hart. Ron Hunt pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Phil Regan now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt strikes out. One out. John Stevenson pinch hits for Juan Marichal. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to home to get Mason. Rehberger moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Rehberger moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. Frank Johnson pinch hits for Tito Fuentes. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rehberger scores. Stevenson scores. Bonds moves to second. Two runs are unearned. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.